How do you start a conversation with somebody you don't know? Well, it's a good question. The very first thing you should do is take a look at your shared situation. What are you both doing at the time that you want to start the conversation? It sounds like common sense, but your environment is what you can both relate to. So look around for anything worth pointing out, or consider the occasion for being where you are. Now, this can be obvious, like an interest in a running group that you're both in. Since you're both there, you obviously share an interest in running. So, talk about running. For example, hey, so what do you think about the route today? Lots of hills, huh? The other person might say, yeah, there are. I need to build my leg strength, though, so I'm looking forward to it. You can then start the conversation from there. It could also be about something that just happened. Say you're waiting in line at a coffee shop and someone orders an orange mocha frappuccino. Now, this is an opportunity to turn to the person next to you. An orange mocha frappuccino? That sounds crazy. Have you ever tried that? No. You know, I actually wouldn't mind trying something new today. What's a good one you always get? The ultimate situation opener is the super cliche, the weather. That's because everyone can relate to the weather. It's something we all experience and have an emotional attachment to. Something like, cold out, isn't it? It's a basis for starting a conversation about the situation. It makes sense to talk about something both of you can immediately relate to. People have always been more interested in themselves than just talking about anything else, so why not use this to your advantage? Look for something about the person you can ask about or comment on. So, for example, maybe a guy has a nice watch. Say you like it. Ask where he got it or what kind it is. Maybe you hear a woman talking with a strong accent. Mention you love her accent and just have to know where she's coming from. Okay, so you've got your topic. Now, how to bring it up? Well, you can start in one of two ways. You can ask a question, or you can make a statement, either an opinion or a fact. Usually, asking a question is easier when you're starting to work on your conversational skills. That's because it requires the other person to respond. So, for example, if you say, I love that watch, where did you get it? That requires more response than the opinion statement of, I love that watch. In the second statement, the guy might just say thanks. In the first